Carlos, set up with the final game of this series. How is Juan Soto feeling?
A little bit better. He's still sore, but optimistic that, you know, whether it's today or Friday, he's back in the lineup, or maybe today, later today, potential available off the bat. The good things, we got good news last night with the x-rays. And as of right now, we're not planning on doing any more imaging. So, yeah, we will continue to treat it as a day-to-day.
How is he as a player about things like this physically? Because I know that's part of it, too, explaining how much pain he's actually in and what kind of how much that might hold him out. How is he with that stuff?
He's a tough one. You know, he's a tough player. He wants to be in the lineup. He knows how important it is for him to be there, just his presence. And there's been times this year where he's not even at 80%, and he goes out there and he posts, you know. But, yeah, I mean, he takes pride on being in the lineup. And when his name is not in there, he's not happy about it, but also understanding that this could be lingering if we don't get ahead of ourselves. So hopefully, you know, 24, 48 hours, and then we'll see from there.
Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, both guys at the top, along with Soto, struggling right now, extended. What are you seeing from the bats here?
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I feel like they get on these stretches where nothing goes their way, but there's also a couple of games where it's like, all right, there's some good signs there. These guys, they've been in this game for a long time, and they have so much success. It's part of the grind. I know it's frustrating at times for them, for all of us, because you want to see, you know, them performing at their best. And it's just the nature of the game. And I just want them to continue to be themselves, continue to believe in themselves, just stay the course. You know, obviously, there's always a sense of urgency, and they know how important they are for our lineup. But, man, they're good players, and they'll come through. I wouldn't be surprised if Pete goes on and hits a three-run homer today.
They play every single day, and they're not robots. So people don't feel good. They go to work, but they have to physically perform. Is it weird that it's happening to them, that these everyday players at the same exact time, just at this point in the season?
It happens. It's baseball, you know, and sometimes it's hard to describe or explain why it's happening. They're human, you know, and every great player is going to go through stretches like this. So confidence, you know, their track record, and just they're elite for a reason. So we need them. They know that, and they'll come through.
Clay Holmes on the mound today, starting it up there with the innings, 113 of them. He said, I'd like to throw about 160. So if we do the math, something's going on here. What is the plan of managing him as you get closer and closer toward playoff time?
Yeah, no, look, man, we will continue to monitor him. Just the days after every outing, we're not putting an inning limit or any restrictions. It's just outing by outing. And, you know, as far as like pitch counts and things like that, the game will tell. You know, if he's going well, I mean, he's going. If he's, you know, some of the signs that we've seen at times, then we'll be aggressive with the bullpen. But as far as Clay goes, he's in a really good spot mentally and physically, and that's good to see.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
You got it.